The question was asked, why was it presented to Paro that we were going out to the desert for 3 days? Wasn't Hashem's intent to take us out as free men? So Hashem said that ultimately Paro will refuse and we will go out as free men. But the first option was that we would conclude the 400 years and we would have this 3 days of boosting our spirit. Because what happened was, the Rambam writes, we have a Rambam here, right? No, we don't have the Rambam in here. Okay, so the Rambam writes that when the Jews went into Egypt, Yaakov Avinu appointed the tribe of Levi as the teachers. And so the tribe of Levi were always focused on teaching. They never entered the service of the Egyptians. And so they were also faithful to monotheism. They weren't swept by the pagan ways of the Egyptians. The rest of Israel was. So you had a situation where we were going down and down and down. Everyone knows the Medrash. We went down the 49 steps of defilement. And we were at a danger of never being able to get out of it. So we needed this pause where we would reboost our spirits and then we could continue the service of Egypt for to live out the 400 years. But they didn't let it play out that way. It could have happened that we would have gone out, slaughtered the Egyptian god, slaughtered the sheep, connected to Hashem, come back with renewed spiritual strength, and then continued our service. The story that the Torah tells us Hashem foretold us would happen is that they would harden their heart and they would refuse and they would continue on the contrary. They'd make things worse. And then we would end up going out with an outstretched hand. But it didn't have to play itself out that way. Paro was given an offer. It could have played itself out very differently had he agreed to the offer.
So, but still at the end of the 10 plagues, it still presented to Paro like they're only going out for 3 days?
No.
No?
Why? Then Paro says, get out, leave, take whatever you want, leave, I don't want you to stay here. Over there, wait, no.
So is it regret, and if this isn't a tainted mind, is this because, it's not because he feels tricked, it's because he regrets having let his labor force go?
Then?
His reason for chasing after them then is not because he realizes that he's been tricked, it's because he regrets having let his...
What does the verse say? What does it say? It says, Vayafech levav paro v'avadav. Vayomeru mazot asinu, kishilachnu et Yisrael me'ovdeinu. So the verse clearly states that the Egyptians said, what do we do? How do we free them? But you see, the verse says they knew they were changing. They were turning back on the deal. But the verse says that when they sent us free. And when they gave chase, so it says, Mazot asinu kishilachnu et Yisrael me'ovdeinu. So the Egyptians themselves say, how'd we let him go?
Well, they changed their mind.
Right.
They decided to send us out and they changed their mind.
Right.